In Poland, UNESCO's World Heritage Committee has met and called for urgent action on climate change in an effort to save the world's reefs, including, of course, our Great Barrier Reef. This comes just days after the federal government welcomed UNESCO's decision to leave the Great Barrier Reef off its in danger list, saying that was a major win for the Turnbull government's 2050 reef plan and the measures to protect and manage the reef's ecosystem. Imogen Zethoven is the Australian Marine Conservation Society's Fight for Our Reef campaign director. She's been at this UNESCO meeting in Krakow. Imogen Zethoven, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
So, Imogen, what was the final decision from the UNESCO World Heritage Committee when it came to climate change and the reefs?
Well, the World Heritage Committee late today expressed its utmost concern about the severe coral bleaching that's happened all around the world, followed by severe mortality of coral reefs, including, of course, our very own Great Barrier Reef. And they have called for the most ambitious action, the most ambitious implementation of the Paris Agreement in order to save the world's coral reef systems, including our barrier reef, which has been so badly affected in the last few years.
Okay, so in a sense, I don't mean to sort of downplay this needlessly, but it's unexceptional in the sense that they're backing the Paris Climate Agreement and calling on the global countries to implement their Paris commitments. Yes.
Well, it is integration of the Paris Agreement into the World Heritage Convention, but what it does is it makes very, very clear that Australia now has a legal responsibility under the World Heritage Convention to protect the reef from climate change, from severe coral bleaching and mortality. Mm-hmm. It's made it very abundantly clear that that's the case. And in 2019, in 2 years' time, the Australian government has to provide a report to the World Heritage Centre, which describes the state of the conservation of the Great Barrier Reef. And that report will go to the World Heritage Committee in 2020. And that's the time when there could be a great risk of the Great Barrier Reef being put on the World Heritage Danger List, unless the federal government really starts to tackle climate change and come up with a very effective policy on this, which clearly isn't got now.
But as I understand it, you were there, I'm not, but as I understand it, if the decision by the UNESCO World Heritage Committee is that there needs to be, as you say, most ambitious implementation of the Paris Agreement, and Australia is on track to meet its commitments to the Paris Agreement, won't that be enough to keep the Great Barrier Reef off the endangered list?
The thing about Australia's Paris target is that if all other countries made the same level of effort as Australia, we would see global temperatures rise by between 3 to 4 degrees by the end of the century, which would kill all the world's coral reefs. So, no, Australia is not carrying out an ambitious level of implementation. It needs to review its target, and it needs to come up with a dramatically better target if it's going to save the Great Barrier Reef. And, of course, it also needs to rule out any new coal mines, particularly the massive Adani coal mine, because, obviously, climate change doesn't restrict to state borders. So it has to do some pretty hefty work to massively lift its level of ambition.
Well, I'm wondering whether that will be the measure of UNESCO. If a country can persuade UNESCO that it is meeting its Paris targets, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to rule out coal mines, does it?
Well, it has to take a certain action so they're consistent with its responsibilities as, according to its national circumstances. And essentially, that again is Paris Agreement text. But it means that a rich country like Australia, which is supposed to be the custodian of the world's greatest barrier reef, that has the capacity, the know-how, the finances to actually come up with a good policy and truly look after the reef on behalf of all humanity and future generations, that it needs to actually do that. And I think the World Heritage Committee can understand where a country isn't properly implementing a high level of ambition. So I think the proof will be in 2 years' time when Australia puts up its policies to the World Heritage Committee again and is assessed on that basis. And as I say, I think there is a very high risk that the reef will be listed in danger if the policies don't turn around.
You're listening to Breakfast. It's 25 past six. Imogen Zethoven is the Australian Marine Conservation Society's Fight for Our Reef campaign director. She's been at the UNESCO World Heritage Committee talks in Krakow. What you're saying is the bar has been lifted because already just last week, the Federal Environment Minister, Josh Frydenberg, said UNESCO's decision to not include the Great Barrier Reef on its endangered list was a tick of approval for the government's 2050 reef plan, which he acknowledged has still some work to do, but he said it's on track to do it. You're saying that it's not just that plan and the notions of water quality and pollution that he'll be looking at, but also Australia's action on climate change.
Absolutely. I think the bottom line here is that local management measures, such as in the REACH 2050 plan, are no longer sufficient to ensure the future of the Great Barrier Reef and all the world's coral reefs. The Australian government has to do a lot more than that.
Imogen Zethoven, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Imogen Zethoven is the Australia Marine Conservation Society's Fight for Our Reef campaign director, joining us there from those UNESCO talks in Krakow, which have just wound up.